Pepe. Dev Remnant. With your host, GMT.
Again, my loyal assistant host, Oki.
A good evening, listeners, and what a wonderful night. And until next week, but first, on with the show.
Right. So, good evening. It's not evening everywhere. It's some people who are listening are in the afternoon. They might even be in the morning, and people will download this, and they will.
Oh yeah, you're right. But so, now it's like.
Well, for us it's evening, but
it's like 22 hours European time.
But we should. I mean, it's not fair to think that it's evening for everyone. So I'm just going to say.
Yeah, but I'm just looking outside, and people can look outside, and maybe we can put the webcam outside or a mirror, and they can see it's dark, so it's like night.
Yeah, except for the blue sky. But
they can see it because the webcam is not.
I'll just say welcome. Welcome all to the show. It's been busy, Oki.
Yeah.
Come on, we've had openings of new hackerspaces in the Netherlands.
Every week, almost one or two parties. It's terrible.
We had Tucker Lab 2 weeks ago, which was quite a nice opening.
They planned it so wrong. They planned it with this nice event called pH neutral.
Oh yeah, where you got a girlfriend actually.
Yeah,
right?
According to IRC, I got a girlfriend.
Well, and if it's on IRC, then it's true. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But I cannot say anything about it.
Okay, well, we won't talk about it then. I've seen videos. It was mostly booze and more booze, I think. So, yeah. And BitLair opened last week. We had a wonderful barbecue there.
You forget to mention the laser show.
Oh, they had a fantastic laser show. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. And, well, there's more coming up. I mean, this Friday, tomorrow, FRAC in Leeuwarden, they are finally, officially a foundation and thus can finally start, moving into the space. That's also pretty awesome. And then Wolfplex in about 2-3 weeks. That's in Belgium, in the southern part, like Charleroi. Which I'm going to check out as well. We've had Blipfest in New York, 8-bit festival with lots of awesome music, where I did not go to because, I can't travel all the time, unfortunately. Some people do. We had Hack in the Box. We had the Great Global Hackerspace Challenge. I mean, it's all too much, basically. How do we manage? It's impossible. And,
I did four things.
You did four things?
Yeah.
Just four?
Yeah, four.
Okay, well, that's not a lot. I mean, yeah. Oh, hey, what's that? I want to hear the announcement.
Pieter and Jerry at New Line, birthday of the hackerspace in Ghent, and you're busy with opening up the train schedules and tables in Belgium, right?
Yeah. Yes, correctly.
Because why?
Why? Well, we believe that you can do awesome things with data, and when I have to commute every day to my working place or to friends, I really want to know if I can stay 10 minutes longer if my train has a delay. But so we made this application for the train data, we got in trouble for that, and apparently we couldn't do that, but we did it anyway. And
why is that? Why did you get in trouble? Because this data, I mean, it's with the companies that that run the trains and the buses, right?
Right. Yeah. So we got in trouble because we didn't ask them to do that.
Okay.
So
actually we kind of did ask. I asked long ago if we could, and I never had a reply. So I just kept doing it, and then after 2 years, when they brought their own mobile website, they tried to sue us for stealing data.
Okay. And are you actually stealing data, or?
No, well, there's a there's a European law that says that the second database law that says that this kind of data is not copyrighted.
Okay.
So anyone, if it's available, anyone can use this data for its own use.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so you're working with these different companies. There are about five of them in Belgium, I think.
Yes. Yeah. We have the NMBS, that's the railway company, and we have several bus companies and tram companies. So for the NMBS, we did not reach an agreement yet, and we have to scrape this data from their website.
Okay.
And we use an internal XML interface that we found. But for the lane, we have. So we might have a good deal with the lane, but that's okay. Still.
But they're not gonna just give you the database, or they will just give you an entry point, probably an API, or
they'll give a data dump. It's a test phase for them at the moment to give data dumps to a few organizations, and the idea for them is within an acceptable amount of time to give an API. I don't know how open it will be, but that's something that's, well, count at least 12 months before that's even on the market. But for now, it's a bit a test to see what we can do for them. Will that increase the sales? And they open up their data to several organizations like us.
Because that's what I'm wondering about. I mean, what interest do they have in keeping this data for themselves? I mean, the core business is transporting people, right?
Most businesses are really scared that the data, once they give it out, it becomes corrupted, there's incorrect data in it,
okay,
and that people make up bad applications, provide incorrect information, and that they in the end get sued by the customer that's unhappy.
Right.
So that's one of the things that with the land, that we have an agreement that we're responsible for the data. So if there's incorrect data, we'll get sued, so to say.
Okay, so this application, has it already all the data in? I mean, wasn't there an application already in Belgium where you could plan a trip from one side of the country to the other?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. We were the first to create a simple interface for mobile phones. Hmm? And then we got this letter from the lawyers of the railway company when they finally got their own website. And then actually our website wasn't or app wasn't used often anymore. Okay. But from the moment we got that letter, we got a lot of media attention. And then everyone started using it again. So then we had to give more quality in our app, and then we started to expand, and then we started creating the API. And now we have an NPO, that's a non-profit organization. Which takes care of public transport information in general.
Okay.
So mobile applications, we were the first to release Android, iPhone, I think Nokia as well, applications. Now the other companies are following us as well, but I think we were one of the first to release, at least in somewhat private beta, an application. Before it was on the App Store, took a while.
For instance, we also have already a Windows Phone 7 application. Mm-hmm. We also have a BlackBerry Playbook application.
Okay.
That's the new device from BlackBerry.
New tablet.
It's. I think it's going to be a success. But it's good product.
I hope they can beat Apple.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So
It hasn't been released yet in Belgium, but we already have an app.
Okay. That's awesome.
So from the moment that it will be released, you will be able to look at the trains.
So American tourists from America coming to Belgium can already use it.
Right. Yes. Indeed.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. It's and people who want to check out your work, where can they go? Is there a website or?
Well, developers can come to project.irel.be.
IRL. Dot be. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. People who just want to use the application can go to irel.be or download B-Trains in their app store of their phone. It's available for iPhone, for Android, for Windows Phone 7, for Nokia phones, for BlackBerry phones, not all of them, only the yeah. the one I mentioned.
The one that's not available yet.
Yeah, right. But yeah, if there's no app available, you can always use our website. And we can already say that we're improving the website big time.
Cool.
It will have HTML5. It will use, for instance, your geolocation and all that. Yeah, it
that's
will
pretty
be awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, that's. I mean, that's. We have. We in the Netherlands. There's this site 9292ov.nl, which claims to provide your one-stop public transport information shop. But it's horrible, and it, even if you're on the road, it's hard to use. So it's great to see that you create much more usable products, but it's sad actually that we have to do that, right? And that the companies themselves don't invest in that. Are there any plans to expand this to other countries?
That's the idea, yes. In the end, to expand. We hope people in other countries join us to make a system that would be able to use all over Europe.
But for a developer, it's always a nice incentive to If you use the system, then you want it. So for me, as a coder, I coded the API in the first place because I use it every day.
Yeah.
And so I started coding for the railway company and the bus company because I really want it for the bus company. But for instance, the Netherlands, if I would be... I don't go that often to the Netherlands.
Yeah. It's
but,
okay.
So I'm not that eager to code it. So I really hope that volunteers from other countries will implement this API for their own system. So yeah, if there would be any listeners that would really want this, then please come talk with us and we'll work together.
Cool. So, yeah. Well, it's going to be a tricky in the Netherlands because every city has their own public transport company, and
let's
they all
make it
have,
way, that yeah. makes it way more interesting.
True. Yeah, but it also means that you sometimes will have to parse PDFs and etc. And it's Okay, cool. Well, again, if people want to know anything about this, irail.be.
Project.irail.be.
Right. Project.irail.
Trains from BelgiumTrains.com is the list with all applications we have for mobile devices. But it's project.irail.be for all information. Or github.com/irail.
Okay.
Everything's open source.
Oh, he tells us.
There was some music that was recorded live not too long ago in New York City, actually, at Blipfest. And this was Ultra Sid with Dead But Still Dancing. There's a whole lot more of his music online at the freemusicarchive.org. So yeah, just go there and type Blipfest in the search box and you'll find Ultra Sid, among other great artists. Okay, you have news.
Yeah, we have news about a supermarket at the Apeldoorn Salon. And they shot
in The Hague. That's
yeah,
the
it's in The Hague.
In,
yeah?
It's in the Netherlands. It's
where we're based. And
Apeldoorn, I used to.
They
go
had
to
they had Dutch specialties in the shop.
Now did they?
Yeah, and they were close by the police. So and I know for sure there's only one supermarket at Apeldoorn Salon.
Aha.
I'm not saying anything about this.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm not living in that neighborhood anymore. Do you hear the noise? That's Heck in the Box, actually. We went there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks already. It's
A long time ago.
We had some fun there, right? With PIN terminals, like payment terminals.
Oh, yeah. Payment terminals with the guys from Q Music. Only half an hour in there and already found out the VPN account of them, but I didn't use it.
Yeah, that we could just have streamed into Q Music, radio.
That was our plan also, to take over the Q Music station, but they left also a day early because of the crappy internet facilities of the this is five-star hotel. I'm not saying anything, but it was across the dam.
Yeah.
So they have really crappy internet.
But it happens. It's you have that in hotels.
Yeah, but that's the Swiss. That's the Swiss guys, right?
Always the same with those people. No, but Heck in the Box was quite awesome, actually. I had a lot of fun there. I mean,
I really missed the boat because the boat was full.
Oh yeah, but there was an extra boat. Yeah.
Yeah, and an extra boat.
Kinderen.
Hier op slip dan.
Haal hem even los.
Zet je punt al binnen.
It's total carnage again. Mother has some very effective scoops that just tangles the wires of the other contestant, White Space. Meanwhile, Random Data is making a complete mess of the right arena. They have a marker which is drawing lines, probably to confuse the other bot. I don't know if it's succeeding. So it's May 20th, I'm in the Krasnopolsky Hotel in Amsterdam for Heck in the Box. It's a security conference. They had their first a Dutch edition last year. This is the second edition, and there is something new. I'm in the Winter Garden. It's a large greenhouse, basically. It's warm in here, even though it's still May. At the far right corner, we find a tool picking away at various locks. Before that, there's a nice capture the flag area where nerds are sitting behind their laptops, and that's basically it. And there are a couple of hackerspaces here, and there's something special. They are working on a hackerspace challenge. They are building robots with Lego Mindstorms, and there's actually already going some testing going on. So guys, you're from Mother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've built your robot.
Yeah. Well, let's see if what it's gonna do.
You're gonna put it into the arena for a test run?
Yeah.
Cool. So what was the biggest challenge here?
Well, actually working with the software. I think it's not I have a bit of struggle with it.
Okay, well, you use the visual software.
Yeah.
I mean, for listeners,
is there a different one? No?
There are various different. You can use Linux software. You can even program it in C. And but you chose
the. How many times we have left?
It is supposed to be easy. It's Lego Mindstorms. It's for kids, right? So.
Yeah. You would say that, yeah.
So at 3 o'clock, you will go up at the battle with the other robots. So six in total, I think. What's your special strategy for tackling the other ones?
This one.
You've got a scoop on the front.
I think it's the back, but scoop is a scoop.
Okay, yeah. And it will just lift them off the table.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll hope.
Well, good luck with that. Let's see what the other people are doing here.
Yes.
Is this the random data bot?
This is random data bot.
This is random data bot. And you're it's humping the light at one corner, because the idea is that the robots find one of the four lights at the corners in the fastest time, and meanwhile kick off the other components from the arena, right?
That's true.
Yep.
That is what they're supposed to do.
So it is finding the light.
It is humping the light, actually.
It is, yes. Successfully. what's the strategy to get rid of the other players here?
None yet. We keep that a secret till the final battle, of course.
Okay.
Also, I still have to make it, so I can't really say.
well,
still got an hour to make, so.
Good luck on that.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of activity. The hackerspaces are, Mother, I already mentioned. I will go to one of the other spaces as well. For example, here's a stand with the guys from Brussels who are discussing last minute changes with the bot.
And you got to make achteruit, terwijl nu moet hem net niet achteruit gaan. So it's going back now and should go forward. And
so guys, you're making the last changes to the software?
Yes, the software is now on the level of an handicapped butterfly, and we are trying to achieve some primate kind of thing actually at this moment. So let him find the banana and eat it, something like that, not just run around.
I think you spent most of last yesterday building the thing.
Yeah.
And today is mostly dedicated to writing the software.
Yes, and the implementation of the secret weapon.
Which is
it's still secret.
So you can tell. I'm not gonna.
You don't see it anymore.
I'm not gonna play it before 2 weeks. So
we're going to mount some lights on the back of the machine, as to confuse the other opponents.
Because they have some light sensors, and like yours does. Are you sure it's not confusing your own bot as well?
That's why we've got this casing. We've got shells around here, so that our lights can't blind our sensors.
Brilliant. Wow, cool. Well, good luck, guys.
Okay, thank you
very much.
Hope
you make it. Next time is Mother. Well, I already talked to them. They're testing their scoop at the moment, which seems quite efficient. Some food in here. I see a stand from the guys from Bitler. They're not there, unfortunately. Oh, they're also testing. White Space, more friends from Belgium. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
How's the bot doing?
At the moment, not very well. We only have 1 hour left, and we still have to basically write all the code.
Wow. So what are you using? The visual clickety-click thing or hardcore C?
Using the C or, well, the thing like C.
Did you ever do anything like that before with...
No, not me. But my teammate, he has some experience with the next 1.0 version, so...
Okay.
So he's doing the coding at the moment, and I'm trying to finish up some extras on the robot itself. So.
Cool. Do you have a special strategy to...
We had, but it didn't really work out.
Ouch. Well, there's still an hour left, so you can come up with a new one.
Yeah, I'm still going to try my idea, and hopefully it works.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, so we see a robot here, the White Space robot, being tested on the floor of the Winter Garden. So you've been responsible for programming this thing?
Yes, I am.
Wow. And I heard you had some experience with it already?
Yeah, but that's a really long time ago. That was the first generation of Mindstorms.
Yeah, but these are brand new, right?
Yeah.
You've used C, so that's... Is that more powerful than the visual thing, or...?
Of course it's more powerful.
Of course. And easier, probably, or
far easier. But it's at the beginning, it's hard to understand the real limits of the motors and sensors.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine. Well, it seems to be
first,
doing well.
First, we tried to build a scanning system that rotates the sensor.
Ah,
but it's hard to keep.
I've actually seen many of the teams try that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Every time it starts in a new position and it doesn't keep reference.
You don't know where it is.
Although the API did seem to have something that knows orientation. But
okay.
It's all relative.
Actually, your neighbors, and I see just arrived, they tried to... I'm just going to... Thanks for talking. I'm going to talk to them. Good luck with the bot.
I'm going to continue.
They tried to implement zero detection. What did you call it yesterday? I see it's gone by now, but you also had a rotating sensor on your bot, right?
Yeah, it was there, but it's gone now because it's much easier to just see on the front instead of front and back. And now we're able to detect if the light is more to the left or more to the right.
Right, so, and you also have a sensor on the bottom that sees the edge, I think.
It should see the edge, but the sensor doesn't work that well, so, well, it is there, but it's not in the code.
It's a bit iffy, I believe, the sensors.
The color sensor is not that good.
It doesn't have to be that good, right? It has to detect white, which is the arena, and black,
yeah,
which
but it sees white as black, and black as white, and red as green.
That's not quite convenient.
Nope.
So anyway, you're from BitLair, one of the more recent hackerspaces in the Netherlands. So I guess you can use the 1,000 euros prize money that's being given away.
Yes, we would really know a nice target for that money.
So that's also why there's a quite aggressive scoop on the front.
Let's hope we have some time left to write some code to throw over the other players' bots.
Cool.
They're not that sturdy, I've seen, so...
We've got about an hour left, so I'll leave you alone and do it. And, good luck, man.
Almost done writing the code to drive it around, so...
Excellent. Good luck. So yeah, that's almost all the teams. We have one team that's all the way in the far left corner of the Winter Garden. It's Hack 42, with, of course, a lot of old hardware. They brought an... let me check, because I want to get this right. It's a Holborn system, which has this nice 60-70s design that wouldn't look bad at the bridge of the NCC-171. And, we have a Witchcraft, if I'm right, and Dance, and we're also making like last-minute changes to the program, right?
Debugging something. Just debugging why it doesn't work and how does this... not really efficient piece of software.
You're also in the works. You know you can do it in C, right?
Yeah, I know.
But it's a bit late to switch, yeah. I guess. You've also implemented quite an impressive device to...
It doesn't have a data source, yeah.
Okay, they're quite busy. They've also added a custom board on it. Curious what's that going to do? Like a sort of arm?
That's a bit of a test. Just to get maybe this is an NSLE2 board.
Okay.
And it's at the moment not connected because it takes too much power from the battery to NXT, so that doesn't work anymore.
That's a pity, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
Well, good luck debugging.
Thank you.
And good luck in the match.
Well, have a nice evening.
Thank you. And we're back at the arena. 1 hour left, so let's see who wins. So I'm with Bedwin.
Yes.
You were organized all this?
Yeah, we did.
Challenge?
Yeah, we did. We were Wednesday here to build the arenas. And during the last 2 days, we've seen the hackerspaces building their vehicles. And they sometimes they come in to test the arena, to test their software, to test the moves, maybe to test how they hinder the other people, the other contenders. And
And they're getting a bit
good.
More nervous each
time
they come here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we started to build our own robot now, just for the fun of it. And just in a few moments it's going to be the battle, and it will be a lot of fun.
We'll now win.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool.
There we go.
So there's a total of 14 battles to be fought on two arenas. Quite a crowd has assembled for the third round of two battles. BitLair will be competing against Whitespace, and on the other table we will have Hack 42 against Hackerspace Brussels, HSBXL. The bots are being ready. Batteries are being exchanged. With some fresh batteries, HSBXL is ready, Whitespace is ready, BitLair is also ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! And the bots are off. First lights are being turned on. Bitlair is very aggressively going at white space. It has captured the flag successfully from white space's bot. And Bitlair is it's destroying white space. They're pushing white space off the table right now. They're pushing it off, not succeeding, and some human intervention prevents this battle from turning into a deadlock. Meanwhile, HSBXL is the first one on the left arena to reach the light. Hack 42 is, randomly spinning. In the same arena, it seems both Bitlair and white space have reached the light. Hack 42 is off the arena again, and HSBXL scores another point by reaching the next light. Hack 42 is on another light. And what is white space doing? The right arena is covered with marks from random data, who has been on that arena before. HSBXL scores another point. It's amazing. And Hack 42 is still lost. And so the special feature of the HSBXL bot is misguiding light, which seems to be quite successful in misguiding the Hack 42 bot. Which is probably because their sensor is nicely aligned with the lights that HSBXL is using. But I think, it's the Hack 42 almost had it, but then HSBXL takes the point.
Are you ruling?
Hack 42 missed it, and HSBXL hit it. I'm also a juror here, so I was asked on my ruling. And HSBXL has another point, with Hack 42 lagging behind and driving off the table. Meanwhile, white space against Bitlair seems to have dulled down. All the action currently is on the left arena, where HSBXL has scored another point. White space is getting back at Bitlair, but fails and drives off the table themselves instead of pushing Bitlair off. Quite exciting. They are fighting in the opposite corner of where the light is. Hack 42 is pushing one of the lights that's up, and HSBXL scores again. It's amazing. Bitlair is driving off the. It's a frenzy. It's carnage. I mean, bots are attacking each other, driving off tables. And the red, Hack 42 scores a point, but they were only 5 centimeters from the light that was turned on. But it's all random, so. And HSBXL goes straight onto the just turned on light, but is it? Yeah, that's a touch. They have another point. They are doing well in this round. Meanwhile, Bitlair is attacking white space again, trying to push the bot in whatever direction. White space is trying to resist. And human intervention breaks up the struggle again. Meanwhile, HSBXL has again found the light. It's amazing. There we go, what's going on? Oh, Bitlair is driving off the table again. Needs to be put in the middle. White space almost had the light there. And white space is pushed into the opposite corner by Bitlair. Is Hack 42 finally going to score? It's going to the light. It has, yes. Oh, and it almost drives off again. Yeah, that's a different point. 1 minute left. And they're off again. White space and Bitlair have to be separated again. And Hack 42 drives off the table again. Light is turned on, and HSBXL is going straight at it. It's amazing. Bitlair off the table again. And white space all over Bitlair. And HSBXL is straight at it again and scores another point. It's amazing. Can Hack 42 score another point in this round? Bitlair off the table again. Ooh, white space nearly missing the light. They seem to have problems finding the light. And that's HSBXL scoring a point again. They're at it. They're really good in this round. While Hack 42 is off the table again. Oh, I see parts coming off robots. It's a mess. And that's it for this round, which HSBXL being an evident winner in this round. Wow, that was amazing. So that was Wet Mango. His full set is online at the Free Music Archive.
He played this as well at the Blipfest. I think this was the 2009 edition. I'm not sure anymore. I think it was, but it's a cool set. If you want to check it out, freemusicarchive.org, type in Blipfest and you'll get all the nice winner. If you are wondering who was the winner of the battle of the bots at Hack in the Box, it was Random Data, the hackerspace from Utrecht. And they won a cool 1,000 euros to spend on their space. That's pretty awesome. Talking about winners, we have on the line a friend from all the way from Charlotte in North Carolina, USA. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey there, Rockbot. Hi. So.
Hi.
You're coming in loud and clear, despite the storm that's trying to sabotage things over there.
Yeah. No. I still see a little bit of blue sky, so I feel like it can't be that bad.
or maybe you're in the eye of the storm. I hope not, but well. So you're from Hackerspace Charlotte, and you participated in the Great Global Hackerspace Challenge.
Yes, we did.
Well, just to sum it up again, it was a challenge by Element 14. Mitch Altman presented that. Hackerspaces around the world got to build something educational, basic. There were some other constraints, right?
Right, exactly. The whole goal was to create some sort of educational product for as cheap as possible with, you know, whatever tools we could come up with and with stuff from Element 14. So we got to you know, have our hand at it, and we had a really good time.
And so what did you decide on building?
So basically, one of our members was talking about how he really would have liked to learn about circuits in like a kind of more fun way. Instead of, because if you think about breadboards, they're so tiny that if you're talking to somebody else, or like if you're talking to a classroom full of students trying to learn about circuits over a breadboard, it's really small and really cramped space. So we were talking about how can we create something that an entire classroom can see it without having to worry about being all cramped, and to have something fun, something interesting. So we created Feltronics. Feltronics is essentially electronics using felt, which is like a cloth material. And what we've done is we have these really big, fuzzy, floppy pieces that incorporate different components like resistors or capacitors. And it uses magnets. And they're so big that you can put them on the whiteboard in front of a classroom. And kids all the way in the back of the classroom can see it. And they can see LEDs go on when you hit a switch. I mean, it all works. That's the crazy part. We're using, you know, fabric and components and magnets and wires, and it's really fun for the kids. It's really easy for anybody of any age to kind of get their hands on to electronics and just kind of understand what's going on.
And that sounds kind of cool indeed. Did you actually test it with children? Did you go out?
Oh, yes. And, yeah, actually, just yesterday we were at a middle school teaching essentially 14-year-olds or 13 and 14-year-olds about electronics using our Feltronics, and they were our first real live classroom. They were our beta testers, if you will, and they were awesome. They absolutely loved it. We talked about AND gates and OR gates, and we even did a flip-flop circuit with them. The flip-flop was a little bit tougher because they'd never really seen it before, but they totally got AND and OR, and so that was really, really great. The teacher was like, when can I buy one?
Wow, that's great. So how do you come up with an idea like that? How do you start with this? It's
Well, I mean, the thing was, with the Great Global Hackerspace Challenge, they only gave us 6 weeks. They gave us 6 weeks to come up with a project and kind of build it and put it together. And I wasn't there when they were putting everything together. I was just so impressed. I'll be honest with you. I was like, there's no way we're going to put something together in 6 weeks. But they did it. They absolutely did it. It was just a bunch of people, volunteers from within the hackerspace were like, we want to get involved in this. So they did. And so they spent late nights and they just hashed different ideas. And we went through so many different iterations, trying to figure out what colors to use, what fabric to use, what, you know, everything. But they just did it, and Element 14 was so helpful with getting us everything that we asked for, and you know, it worked out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It really worked out because you you ended up with the finalists. I believe three finalists went over to San Francisco. Am I right?
For the Maker Faire
in May 2021, last month.
Yep. And, yep, well, that's right.
Yeah, your group was among them.
Yes, I mean we were so excited to get selected as one of the top three out of the third. There are, I think it was officially 28 or 29 hackerspaces entered into the competition, and so we were actually selected as one of three semifinalists. So we sent one of our members, Quincy Acklin, out at there, and he went out and represented us and everything, and then we were so pumped to actually win.
Wow, I can't imagine.
We were like, yes, this is awesome.
So what was the prize, actually? What did you win?
So, there's a whole list. I can't go through it all. I mean, the thing that our member brought back was a beautiful trophy, right? Yeah, there's a trophy that someone kind of soldered together with old motherboards and stuff. And there was like a gold-plated soldering. I don't know if it was actual gold. I think it was just gold-colored spray paint. No offense to those guys.
But it looks awesome. I have a picture here on my screen. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was just this really awesome, like somebody like had put it together in their garage the day before. It was very cool. And then on top of that, Element 14 and their sponsors are giving us some really great stuff, from soldering irons to just, you know, really amazing high-end tools that we can use around our space. So we're really excited about that.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I've been at the space a couple of months ago, and I already felt like a lot of energy there.
So when you came, we were just getting started.
Yeah, you were just, I think you just moved in, and we're just redoing the wiring, and
Yeah, exactly.
And that was great. But I'm glad you won. I mean, this will probably help you along a lot further in setting up, the hackerspace. And, especially you had some downs as well, like a break-in, I believe. So I guess this cheers you up again.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Well, I mean, especially after that that really excruciating fourth-place finish on the cupcake challenge.
Oh, yeah.
you know, I mean, We sent our cupcake to you, in fact.
Yes.
And I think we lost points on our chocolate, despite the fact that we used Dutch chocolate. I'm not even kidding. We used Dutch chocolate.
I'm gonna point my finger to Icarus. He's paranoid about chocolate from the States. He goes on and on about how horrible. So he's just he can't like be objective about America that's being sent to us from America. It's but we had great fun opening that, and I thought it tasted great actually. But
thank you. we appreciate it. I'm just you know, being silly.
I know that was a great.
But yeah, no, we're very excited about our win, and for the record, our space is much much safer now. We've got security cameras and better locks and everything. So that break in was very very early on in the beginning, and so we're all better.
Yeah, well,
and we're excited for expanding too.
I've started to put alarms here as well. But congratulations again. Is there any follow up for the Feltronics project, or are you just now we won and let's do something else? Or,
well, actually, no. I mean, the fact that so we have been getting calls from schools all over all over Charlotte, different. So we have the elementary, middle, high schools. Children ages 5 through 18, and even universities, local universities, are asking about it. So the folks at Maker Faire, people who were coming through, they were just like, oh my goodness, when can I buy this? When can I buy this? And we're all like, you can make it at home for an entire kit will cost you less than $100.
Wow.
Which is just really, really, really reasonably priced. But people don't want to make it themselves. They just want to buy it. So we have to figure out how we're going to manufacture it. And the teachers want lesson plans and things like that, because a lot of teachers are just as new to electronics as their students. So, but they want to teach the students and they want to get involved. So we're working with different teachers and with different manufacturers to kind of see how we can push it even further.
So yeah, I can see groups of teachers coming to the hackerspace and get a class with the Feltronics and get a hands-on experience themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was great talking. Unfortunately, we have to move on because the show is almost over, actually.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It was excellent. Take care of the storms over there. And well, say hi to everyone in the hackerspace.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was none other than Format, again at the BlipFest 2011 in New York City, not too long ago. I hate to have missed that because, you know, I like chiptunes and this is, yeah, well, the thing with chiptunes. But as I said, Oki, we are, at the end of the show already. It's amazing, isn't it? You had some news, I think, from... you do have to talk in the microphone, or people... It's radio, you know.
I have some news about cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
Yeah, the University of Mainz says that they would not put out a list of all cucumbers. There's much criticism on the list. Too general, unvariable, variable. So last year they put out the list with the word banana. So they had 2,000 names.
Yeah, they had the list of all the bananas.
Yeah. They
it started with banana and...
Banana, 2,000 times.
Okay.
So...
Wow.
Well, and they also found out that cucumbers contain no cancer materials, except for the ones who are injected with chemicals.
Okay. I'm lost for words. The show is almost over. I was a bit lazy today. I had two recorded interviews, but they were worth playing. And I was tired anyway. The last one was a live interview, just so you know. I mean, that was really from Charlotte. I'm so tired. I think I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going away for 2 weeks.
Be aware, folks. GMC is coming near you.
I will, yeah. I'm calling it the Last Ninja Tour because I'm going to Vienna for the Last Ninja Con, which will go on as B-Sides Vienna. And on the way, I will be visiting some hackerspaces in Germany.
Some hackerspaces? Most of the German hackerspaces you will visit?
No. There's lots of German hackerspaces. I'm only visiting about 5 or 6 of them, I think. So, and I will go to...
Probably you won't go to Seabase and to the CCB and to...
No, not to the Seabase, because I'm going to Vienna. So, yeah. That would be a bit of a detour.
Yeah.
But
you can go from Berlin to Vienna and straight you go first to Berlin and straight down there. And then
I don't know.
Then you go to Czechia.
I'm going to Prague. In Czech,
there's also hackerspace in Prague.
I know. Yeah. I'm going there. Brum Lab. Oh, you have the sticker already. Have the sticker already.
I've got more stickers.
I think we'll just close this this nice show. I like the show. It was a nice show.
Oh yeah, it was a nice show.
I have something here that you suggested.
Yeah,
It's a protest song.
Yeah, against Geert.
Okay, our lovely what should we call him? Well, let's not call him anything. Let's just let the song speak for itself. Okay, thank you for being with me again.
Yeah.
And thank you for suggesting Silence is Sexy.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Einstürzende Neubauten.
Okay. And the song is called Here Comes the Wave. So here it is.
Program about hackers, please.